Right now, we need to say good morning to Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm. It's time for
Herb Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, disclaimer. I'm beyond help, but I'm happy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Disclaimer, the following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your health care needs.
Let me guess, you brought in your profit and loss statement to read to us this
morning.
That's
right.
Hey,
you know
what? See all the yellow, the green, and the red.
That's right. It's the plant listing.
Oh.
But before we get started on that, I guess my wife got the memo for us to all wear black pants today.
Yes, today was National Black Pants Day.
Well, because
she knew.
Well, last night she says, I need all your blue jeans because I'm going to do a wash. So I get in the closet this morning. There's no blue jeans. There's just, and I call them black blue jeans because everything's
right.
Blue jeans to me.
Right.
So they're black blue jeans. She says, no, they're blue jeans, but they're black. So I had no other option but to wear some black pants today.
There you go.
So she had to get the memo.
I've got the black.
I did.
I got the black dress pants on.
You got, okay. All right.
And he's got black dress pants.
Well, I got the black blue jeans on. So
by the way, if you're at home today and try to figure out what to wear, try black pants.
Yeah. It's definitely Black Pants Day.
But, it is.
You know, we're talking plants. And,
plants.
You've got plants to
yes,
sell
we
at
do.
Merryman
and
Herb
that's
Farm.
Not your profit and loss because it has a lot of red on there.
Yeah, I know, Doug. Yeah, those are the ones. Well, there's a little bit of red. Those are the ones that alarm you the most.
That
didn't come in or just weren't quite right or whatever. But we have all kinds. And I thought I'd bring the listing and kind of go through a little bit so you can get an idea what we have out at Merryman. We have like the asters, butterfly weed, dianthus, digitalis, impatiens, marigolds, the vinca vine. In fact, we planted a lot of that along the hill. That's great for hills and for covering areas. And then we have all the herbs, the artemisias, and then, of course, we have the flowering everlastings, which is like the globe amaranth, also known as gonfrena. We have the gypsophilia or the baby's breath. Did you know that smells kind of nasty?
What, gypsophilia?
The baby's breath. Have you ever smelled the blossoms? It smells like baby's breath.
What does baby's breath smell like? I haven't.
It's not good.
25 years.
It's not good.
What about plants?
Eucalyptus?
What about plants to get rid of mosquitoes?
Oh, well, there we go. How did you know that's next on the list?
I just asked.
Oh, my gosh, you did it again. Scott, he's a psychic.
He is.
My wife says I'm psycho, but
psychotic.
He's psychic. The scented geraniums, and of course we have the citronella scented geranium, which a lot of times they'll call that the citronella plant.
All right, so citronella gets rid of mosquitoes?
It's a deterrent. It's been around for 2,000 years. It's in our mosquito magic formula that we make, that we sell and distribute all over the country. So, we even make a granulated powder that's really cool that you can sprinkle on the ground made out of the corn cob base. I was the first inventor of that. There's been some other knockoffs, but we sell massive amounts of that, and it is phenomenal. And it basically, it's got the citronella, but it has a lot of other things in there, too. I think there's about 32 different compounds in it. And it's all natural, and you can use it virtually anywhere, and it just basically repels the mosquito. It covers up that carbon dioxide and the scent that we put out, and it's safe around children and pets.
They're attracted to this carbon monoxide.
They are, yes. They have heat sensors. They're attracted to the carbon monoxide and also scents. That's why a lot of times if you take, that vitamin B1, the thiamine, that helps. Garlic. There's certain things that you can take internally to mess up that mechanism that the mosquitoes
use. Let me ask
you
about that. Does garlic ward off any kind of bugs?
Yeah, it's supposed to help to keep the mosquitoes away. Right.
Okay.
And then, of course, you hear about people talking about sweet blood, with the fleas. And there are certain things in your body, certain odors that you do put out, depending on your diet, that can attract pests like ticks, mosquitoes,
all right, let me ask
flies.
Let me ask you about that. And again, along the same, because we promote your plants here. But
sure.
Ticks are a big issue.
Oh, yeah. The lemon eucalyptus is probably one of the better things to use to put on. We have a lot of different formulas. We can give you a lot of different information. There's a lot of stuff on the web, even like lemon and orange scented essential oils. Of course, we have a huge selection of essential oils. But the best thing to do is to always, wear light-colored clothes, long pants. Do a tick check when you get home. Sometimes that could be fun, depending on who you're with. So you want to make sure after you've been, Doug, you're giving
He's
me that
look. He's not checking me for ticks.
All kinds of things went through Doug's mind there when I mentioned
so
that.
So do you sell plants you really? like for instance, catnip?
Oh, you bet. We have all the basils. Oh, my gosh. We've got the Corsican basil. We have tons of the sweet basil, which is usually we sell out of that. We bought, I don't know how many, several hundred this year. The sweet basil is that big leaf basil. We also have the lettuce leaf basil, which is pretty popular, too. We have another one called Magical Michael. They bought, I think my staff got that just to torment me. And then there's a pesto basil. There's a lot of different. We have some Thai basil, which is a little bit spicier than the regular basil. I like just the Genovese, the regular sweet whole basil. We have the borage. We have the bay leaf, the bay tree. A lot of people, that's a neat one. You can get that, bring it in the house. And during the wintertime, you can pull the bay leaves off of that, use that for cooking. Catnip, lemon catnip, chamomile, chives, curly, the garlic chives, cilantro. We have, of course, the dill.
What about lavender?
Oh, you bet.
Lavender's another one they say.
Are you reading my list?
No, I'm not.
You know what's coming up
next? No, he's got
oh, my gosh.
He's got a lavender tree in his yard. If you would like it, come and
no,
cut it down.
No, that's a lilac tree.
Oh, I thought you kept telling me it was a lilac.
No, lavender wouldn't win her over.
No.
Yeah, you got to bring that in, Doug. Oh. It's got to be brought in. Okay.
Lilac.
Lilac.
With
those
L,
are cool. We have a lot of those out at the farm. We have butterfly bushes, which are really cool. And they attract all the butterflies and the hummingbirds and the little fairy
hummingbirds
bugs.
Hummingbirds are fine. I don't want any bugs.
You don't like the fairy bugs?
I don't like any bugs.
They have little booties on them and they have a human
sit
face.
Sit there with a can of Raid looking for those things.
There's certain insects. There's it's called a hummingbird moth. There's some really unique insects that we see out at the herb farm. I don't know if it's the herbs or just that the natural vibe environment out there brings all these really interesting insects. Lemon verbena, oh my gosh. If you want the strongest lemon scent, that's good to put in a tea or something or in a potpourri. Lemon verbena, we've got a lot of those. We're selling a lot of those. And, of course, you just mentioned the lavenders. Lavender Munstead is probably like the standard for that. We also have a super blue, a platinum blonde, and a phenomenal lavender variety.
What about
marigolds? Mints.
What about peppermint? Peppermint, is that something you got to leave
all
out?
All right, Scott.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm going through this list, and the next thing, you mention it even before I do, even before I know what's coming up. What is?
I like those peppermint patties you get at the convenience store.
The mints? Yeah.
But with peppermint, though, is that something you have to bring in, or is that something?
No.
Is any of this stuff an annual?
Well, some of these are.
Or perennial, I guess.
Yeah, like a bay leaf is a tender perennial. The basils are very, very tender. They don't like it under 45. But mints, oh my gosh, those can be weeds. You have to be careful with mint. Don't just stick mint anywhere in your yard because you can have mint everywhere. The pennyroyal, which is like a subspecies or it's a species of mint, a specialty species, which is really good for ticks and fleas. The pennyroyal is awesome as a repellent. You can put a little bit in your pocket or whatever or rub it on your skin. That actually likes to move around. So it's again, this year I was talking to my farm manager and he's like, yeah, we got to get some more pennyroyal. And I said, no, just look out around the plot. It's all over everywhere. Just dig a plug and stick it back in. It likes to walk and move. So you have to be careful with mint. It'll send the tendrils out like a strawberry and it can actually end up being kind of a noxious weed if you're not careful with it. The Monarda bee balm, and then, of course, the oreganos. I love oregano, Greek oregano. Of course, there's the medicinal oreganos that we sell.
Do you use your oregano for cooking and that kind of stuff?
You bet. You bet.
Tell us some of the things you would put on oregano.
Well, you can put oregano in pizza, spaghetti, any tomato dish. Oregano's good on certain meats.
Okay.
And again, a lot of times people will ask us because they're wanting to maybe to get their child has a cold or something and they want to do the oregano leaf. You know, what can they put that on? A lot of times, you can put it in vegetables. Actually, historically, traditionally in the Middle East where the wild Mediterranean oregano in the Mediterranean region where that comes from, they actually put that in their salad, the leaf. And they're extremely healthy. I remember one time I had done a TV show on WAND, and I had a lady call me after the show, and she says, I've been sick. I came to the States. I was from Jordan in the Middle East. We used to go up into the hills and harvest this oregano leaf, and our family was never sick, and we were so healthy. I came to the States, and I've been sick for the last 7 years with sinus and colds and flu. And she says, you know what? You just reminded me of what kept us so healthy, and that was that wild Mediterranean oregano that we ate every day. And we've talked about that on the show.
Yes,
that
we have.
Vitamin D is phenomenal. Sages.
Yeah.
I like to think I'm an old, wise sage. That's why I'm bald and gray, or I can't even be gray because I'm so bald now. Tansies.
Want to go back to lavender because you do a lavender lemonade. What is the right lavender to plant so you can have the lemonade?
Well, actually, basically any lavender. I like the Munstead variety because it's fairly hardy. Sometimes you can... there's a hide coat, too, that has a really big kind of thick blossom on it. Sometimes with the lavenders, you can, if you really get them protected, they can kind of winter over, but we always like to bring them inside. Lavender's got a lot of historical, you know, biblical, the lavender plant, the white blossom, the blue blossom. The lavender, of course, you want to use just regular straight lemonade. When you make the lavender lemonade, if you use the pink lemonade, there's a kind of a reaction with the pink and the natural purple color or the lavender color that's in the flower, and it'll turn brown. So just use straight regular lemonade. Otherwise, you end up with brown lavender lemonade. That's not too appetizing. So what'd you do to my lemonade? And then, of course, I don't know if we're running out of time.
Keep
but
going.
Time. There's time.
Keep talking. Oh, you got time. Like
it's time.
T-Y-M-E time.
Time.
Well, I got some bad time here. It's 8:20.
You got the time?
Going to work. 8:21.
Is it time to talk about time?
7:21, right?
Elfin time. And when we do the Fairy Garden Tea Party, we usually put the little elves. In fact, we bought a little, my wife says it's like a troll or something that we put in the little Elfin time garden. And then there's the yarrows. And, of course, we have the vegetables.
Watch your mouth.
Okay, I'm sorry, Doug. Okay, the tomatoes, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, peppers.
I love tomatoes.
Zucchini.
I love peppers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we have started. We've got, woohoo, asparagus. We don't have much.
Yeah.
But we do have some of the asparagus. The spears the other day, there was one that was 10, 12 inches, sometimes 14 inches, succulent. Big round, the Jersey Knight variety. Oh my gosh, so good. And my farm manager mentioned, he says, you know, some of those little tiny ones are really tough. So the size does not determine how tough your asparagus is going to be. It's actually the species, when it's harvested, you know. And asparagus, Doug, did you know one of the fastest growing botanicals? The fastest one, of course, we all know is bamboo. The second fastest growing botanical is asparagus.
Really?
Yeah, you could. I can almost see it
because
grow.
I mean, if you look, it's eight. Well, it's not April. It's the third day of May.
Yeah,
and you've already got it.
Oh yeah, it starts about soon as it starts warming up. Usually around the 20th of April, we'll start getting some little starts. But you could see in the morning, you'll see a sprout coming up that's maybe 1 or 2 inches, and by the end of the day, it could be 6-7 inches. Hmm. I mean, it'll grow that much. You can almost, like they say, you can hear the corn grow.
Yep.
You can almost see the asparagus grow.
So you've got tomato plants right now?
You bet we do. Yes, 6 packs, really. And our plants, a really good deal on these. $229 for the big 3-inch pot. And let me just see. I'm going to look up here. I bet you already know the price, don't you, Scott? Look at him. He already knows. He just knows automatically. It looks like the 6 packs are only $359 for
great.
6 of them.
That's a deal.
That is a deal.
I didn't want to say it, but I knew they were $359.
I don't know how I'm going to get one of those magician caps.
The
or
light's actually
hats.
Shining right on your paper.
Oh, okay. That's
so
okay.
You mentioned peppers. You're talking green peppers, red peppers,
the hot peppers, yeah. Let me see all the different varieties we have in stock. Now, some of these, don't be disappointed. We are selling a lot of these fairly rapidly. Okay, we've got Big Bertha pepper, California Wonder pepper. Doug, you're not getting excited over any of
them. I'm trying to figure out what they are because I've
garden
are
salad.
Are they green peppers, sir?
Jalapeno.
For
yes.
God's sakes.
Yeah.
He couldn't even
well,
answer
the
that question.
Well, that's the Big Bertha is the green, the, right. Like well, the bell, like a bell pepper.
Thank you.
You're
you've
thinking
gotta tell
bell.
Me that.
Well, see, you say green, and I'm thinking bell.
Yeah.
Ding dong.
Well, they're called green peppers.
Well, call them bell peppers.
They're actually called bell peppers.
Yeah. I know they are, but they're not called Big Bertha.
Well, that's the variety.
That's the variety. Okay. We do have the jalapenos.
What kind of tomatoes you got?
Hey,
red
I've
ones?
Got some sweet. You know, we got sweet banana peppers. You know, the yellow
ones.
Yeah,
I like banana peppers.
Those are good.
I
love.
Like when I go to
Mulder.
When I go to Subway, I get the banana peppers.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
Now, hold it a second.
Get I got a sweetie mix.
I don't care. What about your tomatoes? I mean,
what about them?
They're all red.
No, I think we actually have a yellow variety.
Do you have heirloom tomatoes?
Well, we've got the big boy.
Oh yeah,
the celebrity.
Yep.
The Burpee Delicious, the Golden Jubilee, there's your yellow. Mr. Stripey, if you want a little bit of color in there.
I'm not a yellow guy. I actually like the red tomato.
Roma, Rutgers, Super Steak, and then the little cherry.
The Super Steaks, though.
Sweet baby girl cherry tomato. So, yeah, some of those are, and we grow them also. So later in the season, if you don't want to grow your own, we should have some nice big tomatoes this year. They're in. They're getting rained on right now, and they should do fairly well. We were a little worried. We put them in a couple
like weeds.
They do, yeah. Well, we put them in a couple weeks ago, and we've had to cover them and everything because it got cold a few days ago.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, we're now into this warm weather cycle. You won't be covering them again.
No, we've taken. Yeah, we're done. I told everybody put the plants out. They're outside. We've got a huge selection. They're looking great. They're going fast. So I would say this weekend and next weekend probably are two of the best times to get a good selection. Now, we can also dig plugs from the garden. We didn't get any sweet Woodruff in this year.
Bob Woodruff?
The sweet Woodruff. Oh. They make the May wine. The flowers, you take the flowers, get a white wine. That's called May wine from the sweet Woodruff. And it likes to grow in an acidic soil. So a lot of people grow them around pine trees and in shaded areas. It's a really great ground cover. And we've had a little bit I don't know what the deal was with the winter, but I've had several customers lose theirs. Oh, we also have lemongrass. I had a lot of people lose the lemongrass. We've been selling trays of lemongrass. So anyway, the sweet Woodruff, we could dig a plug from the garden.
Okay.
Not a lot of them, but we can dig a few. So sometimes we can actually dig you a big plug from the garden.
And lemongrass, you got to be careful cooking that.
Yes.
Because isn't it woody?
It can be. You want to get the more tender shoots on the end, and that's in the Asian stir-fry cooking. They use a lot of lemongrass, and I love it. You can always throw a little lemon verbena. There's lemon balm, the mint. We have that lemon balm, and, you know, for the mint juleps and stuff, you know, they do the different mint, spearmint, peppermint. Sometimes I'll throw a little lemon balm in your tea, and that's very calming also. All of these herbs and plants have a lot of medicinal benefits too. And just to mention real quickly, I know Jeff Nelly talked about the CBD. Kentucky is huge with the co-op. In fact, we are a distributor through California, through these big Kentucky growers. I would love to see Illinois get a big co-op. I would love to buy Illinois hemp oil. And again, the federal government, and if it has less than 0.3% THC, and everything we sell is like 0.001. It's got less than what you find at the salt and pepper, the pepper on your table.
Jeff was talking that extensively this morning.
I would love to see
them. At about 5:30.
Yes.
And they were talking about growing it because originally hemp was used for rope. Well, now they can use it as a replacement.
And paper.
Listen to this. As a replacement in cars for plastic.
Yeah.
In other words, you take the plastic out, you put hemp in.
And it's actually better than some of these synthetic ropes, the nylon. Mm-hmm. The hemp is actually stronger.
Oh, absolutely.
During, I guess, the 30s when Reefer Madness came out, Hearst had bought up all of the big publishing company, had bought up all of the forests. And there's books on this. And I've talked to like Dr. Robert Scott Bell. And they really pushed back on the hemp because it would interfere with their profits and all the money they spent on the forests out west because they were wanting to use paper instead of the hemp for the newspaper.
All right.
Backing,
what are the hours this weekend out at Mary Mann? Because
we are,
clearly people are going to want to come out
and
buy
plants. You know, I've had customers that come out and say, you know, I haven't been out there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been open for 41 years. Almost every day. We only close for the five major holidays. We're open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays just for you. I'm waiting out at Mary Mann just for you to come out.
I've never been there.
Show up. Doug, 41 years, Mrs. man, Wolf. I'm bald and gray.
Mrs. Wolf's been out there, but I've
yes,
never
she
been
has.
There.
She's a sweetheart. But I love Julie.
But I've never been there.
Doug, you've got to come out. We have a.
We can sit around
got a,
and
we
do
got
some
a pavilion. Hemp. Yeah, we've got a pavilion. We can give you treats. We have cookies. We have coffee. The Marquis coffee. We have fun. I'm there. You know, I got my pink polka dot shorts on. I stand on the corner.
Oh,
whatever.
Man. You're wearing pink polka dot shorts. It may be another 41 years before I come.
Well, today I got my black pants on because it's Black Pants Day.
Yes,
it is. Right. Okay, Doug. Oh, don't you love it? Well, hey, I got this 7 o'clock spot. This was fun. I love this.
Did you like
it? And I got headsets, too. What did I do? Did I do something good?
You did.
I did.
What? Yeah. You came in.
I came in. Well, I have so much fun.
We had to move people around because we're on the road tomorrow.
I love it.
And we had to have Nick come in because he's normally Friday at 6.
Right, that's what
so
I
we
thought.
Had to move him up a day.
Okay.
Pushed you down an hour. Thank you for cooperating.
Well, I would like to come. You got me spoiled now. I want to come in at 7 o'clock every Thursday and get headsets.
Well, next week, how about this? You can come back in at 6 o'clock or 6:30
or whatever
it is.
All right.
Well, and you'll still get headsets.
The purpose of giving you the headset, by the way, was to take phone calls, but we never got around to that.
I know.
We're having so much fun listening about all the plants that are coming in.
Keep us up to date on your various plants and stuff.
We will. They're all in stock right now.
You know, last summer, I planted in the second or third week of June and probably had the best tomatoes I've ever had.
Wow. Yeah, and you had them later, too.
Yeah.
Because they'll only grow and produce
right
for so
into,
long,
they
and
went,
then they're done.
Because of the weather being warm
last fall. We did have late, yes.
We were picking our last tomatoes in November.
Wow.
And we actually had some nice peppers, too.
We've actually had some customers fight over plants out there, but we try to keep it happy. So, you know, we'll give you cookies and coffee.
If they start fighting again, take some video of it on your phone and then post it on the internet. It'll go viral.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
What are they fighting over?
Oh, my gosh. The other day, there were some wild turkeys right up around the greenhouse. So we've got, like, deer and wild turkeys. And really, the turkeys, they just were standing there. Looking pretty. A tom turkey and two, I guess, hens, they call them. Just standing there. Turkeys. Wild turkeys.
What's the number for Merryman Herb Farm if they want to give you a call?
Scott, you got such a smile here. 217-429-1555. www.merryman.com and Merryman Herbs with an S for the Facebook.
Hours this weekend to buy plants
9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays. We're open daily just for you.
Every day. Every day.
That's why I'm bald. And I'm waiting for you to come out to Merryman. Ask for me. I usually hide in the back. They keep me in the back because I'm kind of a troublemaker. But I'm happy.
That's fun.
My wife says I'm beyond help. She had to hide my blue jeans, so I'd wear the black jeans today.
Thank God you fit in.
All righty.
Mike, always good to have you in.
Oh, yeah, this is fun.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next
week.
Thank
you.
Back in your regular time slot.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
It's 7:32, Bus Boom and Wolf. We've got to get to the newsroom. News This Hour, of course, brought to you by State Farm Agent Darren Powell. State Farm Agent Darren Powell, located on the square in Mount Pulaski, like a good neighbor. State Farm Agent Darren Powell is there.
From the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Garrett Canock. The top Republican in the Illinois Senate wants to make sure lawmakers don't make any more money.